A woman on TikTok is claiming the key to living a long life and aging gracefully is taking a nightly fart walk.
Going for a fart walk after dinner is something that...
And she's like, if you see her, she's probably in her 60s, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
She looks classy. She looks like someone who would even say the word fart.
Prim and proper.
Yes.
Going for a fart walk after dinner is something that's going to help you age wonderfully. And if you follow me, you know that my husband and I go out for fart walks most nights after dinner. So about 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And yeah, you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that.
She's
very
goes on
creative.
Her nightly fart walk.
And then after that, do they get intimate?
Oh, probably, you know they do.
Yeah. Because you know that feels so good.
Right. Well,
you know.
Oh, it does. But that's also when you've been married for a long time.
Yes.
That's not a new relationship. Let's go on a fart walk after our date.
You care about the other's fiber intake so much.
Yeah.
And their comfort level and their bloating that you're like, let's go get rid of this together.
Yeah.
And then they probably do get intimate because they know it's out.
I would have to take a shower after that.
Well, it depends.
After farting?
If I go on a walk, I take a shower afterwards.
True. Depends on how hot it is.
Yeah.
But if you've ever started eating a lot of fiber all at one time,
yes,
which they say, you know, dietitians will say you probably shouldn't overload your body with fiber like that, all in one sitting, you know that feeling of like just bloating and these weird pangs all over. And it's painful because your body can't process that much fiber. But when you release it, oh, best feeling in the world. They're airy and light.
Yeah, we're all adults here, kind of.
But they say, which is so ironic about it, is that you should actually, if you're having trouble with like your stomach and pain, or it's not, you're constipated, if they say that you should have fiber to make it better.
Right, just not overloading your system with so much.
Because then your body will get used to that.
Or it can't process it.
It's too much at once. But,
So eventually does your body adapt, or are you just never supposed to overload your body with fiber? Because everything in the Mediterranean diet is fiber.
I think once you slowly start incorporating... God, I feel better just hearing it.
Right in the mic. Yeah. My goodness.
Once you start incorporating more and more and gradually increase the fiber, and eating natural fiber is different than like a fiber bar. I remember we bought these fiber bars from Costco. Of course, we buy them in bulk because the kids say they liked them once, you know. And then Nora was eating, not kidding, because they were like chocolate fiber bars. She was eating like three a day. And she was complaining. Her belly was kind of distended. And she was complaining about her stomach hurting. And her gas was the most rank gas anybody has ever smelled in their lives. We're like, what are you doing? We finally realized she was eating too many fiber bars. We had to cut her off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, fiber is supposed to be so good. Like when you eat rice, if it's all 100% whole grain and wheat and this and bread,
fruits and vegetables,
all fiber.
Yeah.
And then if you want to clean out your system, I stand by eating hot wings, super spicy hot wings, and drinking a sugar drink.
Like a Mountain Dew?
Yeah. A Mountain
Full
Dew.
Sugar.
It will clean you out in 2 seconds. It might not be healthy. And you ain't going to do a walk. You better go sit down.
You better
sit by the nearest toilet.
Yeah. Do you remember that time? I support you fully on that one. If you want to clean out your stomach, I don't go to the bathroom very regularly.
No, you don't.
It's a little bit better now, certain eating things I've been doing. But do you remember we had a Friday Morning Live audience, and we had one, I think Wings had brought in some wings.
Yeah.
And I ate them, and I ate a lot of them.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm sitting in the studio with a full audience behind us, and I start sweating.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, no. Oh, no. And I went to the bathroom, and I had been having problems. It was not just the wings. It was like everything.
The spiciness helps.
The culmination really just.
It'll get you.
And I missed a whole segment. And I had to come back in and face the audience and be like, I'm sorry, I was in the bathroom.
I was doing my thing. Speaking of living longer and... you know, trying to have as long a life as possible. There's a lady, she just turned 108 years old, and she was celebrating her birthday and the keys to staying young.
Well, I feel all right. I'll be here when I'm 110.
Helen says she stays young by drinking wine, eating dessert, and flirting with men with mustaches.
Bravo.
Men with mustaches?
Flirting with men with mustaches. That's amazing.
At 108, I guess you still want it.
Yeah.
You
that's
know?
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Men with mustaches.
That's old school.
Wait, right? Does people over 100 can have sexy time?
I don't know. I haven't asked any. Yeah, I guess
women
so.
Can for sure.
I don't know.
Men might need some assistance.
I don't know about the stamina for either one of them, but
yeah, I'm sure.
Do you think they do?
There's not a lot of 108-year-old people.
To ask,
just 100 years old.
Well, we hear all the time about, you know, how STDs were running rampant.
At the villages.
Yeah.
At a huge retirement community
because
in Florida.
They were just like, whatever.
They don't
like,
care anymore.
Oh, yeah. No one could get pregnant.
Right.
And so they're just going wild. And Viagra had just taken off.
Mm-hmm. And plus, it was like, what, you know, they're at the stage of their life where...
Yeah, no kids.
You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. But at that age, I think it's like, I'm living for me.
They have a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they're doing...
when they have uptime. Better take advantage.
So she gave you hope, Jason.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't... That's like, would be horrible if you can't do it anymore. That's everything.
Well...
It's a lot.
I think life, though, at 108, you're just happy that you're there and then also have your friends and your family.
That's depressing.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe your desires are not even there at that point.
That's depressing.
What would you, but you wouldn't feel it. Like you don't feel like it. If you don't feel hungry, you're not hungry. You know what I mean?
If you don't feel like doing it, you don't feel like doing it. I don't think it's depressing.
It's not like you're like horny and you're 108 and you can't do it.
Mm-mm.
All right. If that's okay.
For you now, in this stage of your life, that is depressing for the thought of it is depressing for you. Once you get to a certain age or things happen in your life, you're like, well, this is I'm alive.
Like your body's not even wanting to do it.
Yeah.
For some people. But if you want to do it and you can do it, that would be torture.
Mm-hmm. Well, I better get some other interests and hobbies now.
That's a good idea.
So I can prepare for misery.
What would your hobbies be?
Pickleball.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. But not at 108.
I'm not going to get a boner over pickleball.
We're not looking for to do a hobby to get a boner.
Hobbies to give me a boner.
You guys looking for boner hobbies?
No.
Well, that's a different time, different subject, I guess.